we experienced this morning. When we begin to think about all the things that are taking place, even while we worship together, the beauty of it, the beauty of it. And I would call this, let the glory shine at Christmas. You know, I've already had my Christmas gift. Because when you think about what is Christmas? Christmas dealing with the children. Many of you may not have known that was my grandson who read the scripture. And my other grandson, Alex, who held the microphone. And then their cousin. She came in and blessed us in such a very, very special way. So thank you. Joining together. And did you see our children making goosebumps with their hands? That was awesome. That was awesome. And then we look at the line in which Gene has so blessed us. So you see, of all ages, we gather together to worship the King. Let the glory of the Lord shine. And so as we think about it, the beauty that we see, we go against this dark background of December the 14th in Colorado, Newport, Connecticut. All of a sudden, it looks so dark because just for a moment we saw how wicked men can really be. And it had to be against the same backdrop that there was a group of shepherds. Excuse me. There was a group of shepherds out in a field taking care of the sheep. I wonder what they were talking about. I just wonder. Because you know, death entered into the world by one man. Sin entered the world. And then death by sin. And then it's been passed on through the ages. It just doesn't seem right. I want you to look at these guys right here. And I want you to see, tell me what you think about them. What do these guys have in common? When you recognize one, I want you to raise your hand. Do you recognize one? Okay. Next slide. You recognize one? Next slide. Do you recognize these? Next slide. Do you recognize these? Anyone recognize these? Okay. What do all they have in common with the next slide? You see, the first three slides look like people who were living right next door to you. They could have. But since 1980, they were the serial murderers in this country. And the last picture that you saw was one who killed 20 kids, little bitty fellers. I don't understand that. But this is what I do understand. In light of this, right in the center, there was a cradle in which the Lord Jesus Christ left His home in glory. He came here. He came here to love us and to share with us and to care for us. And then when we pass from the cradle, He went all the way to the cross. And there, He died on the cross to pay for your sins and for my sins. And if that was the end of the story, this would be terrible. But it's not the end of the story. He left the cross, put into a cold tomb, and for 3 days, His body lay there. And then, on that third day, the Lord Jesus Christ rose. In the top right hand is that of a picture that you think of heaven. It's hard to see, but what's heaven really like? So glorious that I think we can only imagine. And then, on the bottom left, you saw the slides of those who were spending an eternity in the fires of hell. Because the Scripture says there will be no murderers in heaven. Such a transition. And it's against this backdrop that we look and we see, Lord, let Your glory shine. So we think about this, that Christ came and He died and He displayed His glory. Because you see, the display of glory occurred in the darkness of the night. Somewheres. out in right out of Bethlehem, there was a group of shepherds. They had gathered together. They were keeping watch. They were just doing and talking about the latest. I imagine who was going to be on the throne. I imagine what the next cell was going to be like. I imagine what the family was doing back home. I imagine what they were going to have for supper. I don't know all of what they were talking about. But it was at this moment that the presence of the angels showed up. The angels are the ones who stand ready to be right there at the throne of God. They're ready to deliver the message, to transfer the message from the heart of God to the heart of man. They were there. Oh, we recognize there's two type of angels. They're the good angels, the ones who are going to come with the Lord Jesus Christ proclaiming His return and the dead in Christ rising. But then there are the bad angels, which hell was created for the devil and his angels. Oh, I like to think about the rapture. Oh, I like to think about those who are coming. Oh, I like to think about the angels and how they're proclaiming this great message for us. Because sometimes we need it right there in that special moment. We need a whisper. Maybe it's from the Lord's voice. Maybe it's from a guardian angel. We need a whisper. And God does whisper. Jane wrote in an email, she said, "I'm absolutely sure that God whispers." She said, shortly after her husband had passed away, she was in bed, crying herself to sleep again and again. But this night, she sensed God's offering a specific word to soothe her. He said, "You are not alone." And she said, "That's all I needed to hear. You are not alone." The glory of the Lord shone round about them. Oh, it was this glory that was there, this newness, this brilliance. It was the same type of glory that when Jesus was up on the Mount of Transfiguration, He was receiving instructions from Moses and from Elijah about how that He would die in Jerusalem the next day. It was the glory began to beam out of Him. And they glowed whiter than any white. That glory was there in the darkness of that night with the shepherds. And a whisper, oh, in the middle of that whisper, there was a guy named Paul. He took his family up a mountain on a vacation, the island of Kauai. And he hiked up the mountain himself. And when he got up to the top of the mountain, it was like the awesomeness of God took over. And this guy never really thought about God. But something happened that day. Because recently he and his wife had adopted a boy named Evan. And up on that mountain, God said to him, "As much as you love your brand new son, I love you infinitely more." Can you imagine that? As much as you love, I love you infinitely more. And what happened to the shepherds? How they were there. They were wrapped up in the moment, the brilliance of life. And they would have done just like you would have done. They were afraid. How many times do you come out in the middle of the night? Today, you would have said, "Man, it's a UFO." It wasn't a UFO. It was the angels. Brilliantly shining. Fear. But the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord was there. Jean was struggling. She needed a whisper from God. Her company was laying off people. And she said, "What if they lay me off? What if I can't pay? What if I can't make the house note? What if I lose my job? What if I get kicked out?" And all of these, what if, to all of a sudden, breaking through that moment, she heard two words. "Worry not." It must have been a whisper from God. And she said, when she heard those words, "Worry not," she was at peace. And she went right on to sleep. Listen, folks, it's against this darkness that we've had people that gave the ultimately. Yes, it was at Sandy Hook School that when there was the rattle of the bullets flying out, that the principal, Don Huxpin, that the principal left And the psychologist said that was working, the school counselor said, they didn't think twice about confronting or seeing what was going on. And they walked out into the hallway, and their life was ended. This town needs a whisper from God. This town needs the glory of the Lord. Because I remember as one lady said, I can't believe this is really happening. You read about this happening in other places. But here, the shepherds wondered, why did God choose them? Why was that brilliance there? Oh, they needed a whisper from the Lord. Because you see, the words of God beams through the darkness for all ages. The angel said to the shepherds, he said, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Hey, he opened them up, and the angel said, all people. There it is. The glory is coming and it's shining. And the one who opens the door, no man can close, and can close, and no man can open. That door was opened up. And now all of a sudden, the glory was shining in such brilliant a way. I can only imagine with the darkness, December the 14th, that the words of the Lord, as he spoke to the Apostle Paul, said, he said these in 1 Corinthians 15, 19, he says, if in this life only we have hope, we are all of men most miserable. Listen, folks, if all we've got is this world, we blew it. I mean, think about it. If all you've got is fudge, if that's all you got, if all you've got, if this is it, listen, folks, we blew it. But the good news is, what the angel says, it's the glory, it's not all there is. Because you see, it's in the brilliance of that night that it's happening here. Oh, but are we ready? You know, in my mind, I cannot help but think back just for a moment of those parents at Sandy Hook when they drop off their child there in that moment, in that safe haven, at school where nothing ever happens except a bloody nose and a broken arm and a foot. I mean, now that does happen, but all of a sudden that safe haven when the little girl, they let them off. Next time they will see them alive is in heaven. Oh, can you imagine that moment? They needed the glory. They needed to hear the words of joy, of announcement of a Savior. And if you would start speaking to them about that joy, they're probably so broken. But somebody, please tell me why. I don't know why. But this I do know. I do know. I do know that the shepherds said, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Lord. He said, a Savior. Savior means the Deliverer, which is Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. And then he said, Christ the Lord, the Supreme One in authority. We recognize and we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that He's the one in charge. He's the one who came. He's the one in control. And the glory now is flowing out beyond the darkness, chasing the darkness away. But do you want to know if it's true or not? It says, okay. Let me tell you how to make sure that you know. Go to Bethlehem. Find this little baby that's probably crying. And when you go in there, you go to this cave. And when you go to this cave, what you're going to find, you're going to find this little bitty baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. And he's going to be lying in a manger. These guys, what were they thinking about? They were headed that way. They wanted to have a song of glory. They wanted to see how it all was coming about. They wanted to know what the Lord was doing. They wanted to hear from God. They left it all, folks. I don't know who kept the sheep. I don't think anybody kept the sheep. I think they wanted to go and find that Christ child. Oh, before they left, though, the angels, they were still gathered there. They delivered their message, and then they cut loose with a song. Because you see, glory flows from the lips of those of God. glory does. And here the choir of angels, suddenly, the scripture says in verse 13, he said, suddenly there was in heaven an angel, a mighty host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to man. Folks, they got so excited, they couldn't stand it. They stood up and they started singing. And you know what I bet those guys did? I bet you those shepherds who never heard that word, I bet you they got on their feet. Now, if they're Baptists, they had a running, shouting fit. Okay? When those angels cut loose, and they started singing, glory to God in the highest. The angels declared the glory of the Lord. They declared He's in the highest. They said, it's look, peace, goodwill to all men. And we recognized they sang the song. Oh, folks, I trust that in this Christmas season that you'll hear from the angels. I trust that you'll hear from the spirit of Christmas. I trust that you will hear from the Lord, a whisper from the Lord. And I trust that when that whisper comes to you, that it's going to break you out in a song. Oh, maybe it's a song that you've never sang before. It might even be a song like the four living creatures. Revelation chapter 4 said, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Hey, I've sang some songs that the angels backed up and listened to. Yeah, I have. Riding down in my Dodge pickup truck, cut loose with a song, and the angel said, hey boy, y'all come over and listen to this one. Because they've never heard that one before. And the angels were there riding with me, and we was having just a shouting, spitting time. I tell you what, we were having a good time. Because you see, when the Spirit of the Lord comes in, He grabs hold, and look, the angels cut loose with a song. Oh, one day, the 24 elders who are representing all the believers here, in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, they cut loose with a song. They say, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Listen, folks, they cut loose with a song. Are we ready to sing? How many parents in Connecticut said, if I could just sing one more song. If I could just read one more Christmas story. Because listen, folks, we don't only need to teach our children how to live. We need to teach our children how to die. Because we don't know when evil is going to invade our community. We don't know. Caitlin Rogue said, she heard in the morning when she heard the sound of automatic gunfire, she locked her classroom down and herded her students into the bathroom. And when she locked it in the blocked room with a tall storage unit, she said, I felt in the time I tried to be very strong for the children. I said, anyone who believed in the power of prayer, we need to pray. And those who don't believe in prayer, think happy thoughts. I told the kids I love them, and I was so happy they were my students. I didn't think we were going to live. They locked the doors. When help came, they knocked on the door and said, let us in. She says, you slide your badge under the door. And they slid their badge under the door. And he said, if it's really you, you go get a key. You unlock the door. And they went and they got a key and unlocked the door. Because she said, the kids, as they were there, they were saying, I just want Christmas. Her students told her, I don't want to die. I just want to have Christmas. I said, you're going to have Christmas in Hanukkah. I tried to be positive. It wasn't that night. I just want Christmas. The coming of the Lord Jesus. Because what the Scripture teaches us, the time now is to act. telling of the glory. The time is now to act. The Scripture says in verse 15, it says, "So it was when the angels had gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us.'" Listen, folks. Once the Spirit speaks to you, it's time to move. And they said, once the angels were gone, they said, "Guys, let's get it." I think they probably jumped on their four-wheelers and they gunned them up, or maybe their one-speed donkey. I don't know what they did, but this is what I do know. They got in high gear and they went looking for the baby. Because you see, once you get the message, it's time to act. And that's what they did. They acted upon it, and it was a life-changing decision. They acted upon their decision. Verse 17 said, "Now when they had seen him, they made known the saying which was told them concerning the child." Because you see, a life-changing time is now. A life-changing decision will make your life difference. And telling the results of that whisper from God, it's something that we all need to do, and we all need to do it now. We cannot afford to wait till evil comes into our door. We must go now and tell the good news. Tell them. Some people paid the ultimate price on December the 14th to protect children. Listen, folks. We must be ready to pay the ultimate price for our children. And the ultimate price is to give our lives so that they may know Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's it. Teach them to be ready. Revelation 14:13, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, 'Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.'" Blessed are those who die in the Lord. The display of glory featured the presence of God with His angels delivering a message. The common man was struck with fear until he was encouraged by the message of joy. The joy coming from the Savior of the world is now for all people. The heavenly chorus joined in by singing the song of angels. The song of angels crescendoed the glory of God and the peace for all men. And God's goodwill toward man is to be experienced. And once you experience the Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, then you become a light shining in a dark world. And so that's what we are to do, and that's what we are to be today. We need to be ready. Final story out of this terrible event. Teacher Laurel Feinstein said that she hid students under, after hearing the sound, she hid students under the desk and shelves and started hearing the gunshot. She hurried two children into a room, into the back of the room, locked the door and called the office. She hid four students under the computer desk and shelves and tried calling 911, but no cell reception. She then texted her husband. "We just kept hearing shots and shots and shots. There were a lot of them, and I was praying that someone would come and save us. And we kept waiting, and eventually they did. The students, since it was a lockdown, they tried to pass the time by playing games to distract them from what was going on," Feinstein said. "Then over the intercom, among the bits of conversation, she eventually heard a clear voice say, 'You're safe. We're here. It's okay. We're safe. We're here. It's okay.'" Folks, that's what we need people to hear today. Jesus is here. It's okay. In this dark cloud, Jesus shines His glory. He shines it through His presence. He shines it through His Word. He shines it with comforting words by saying, it's okay. I'm with you. And today, the glory will shine in your life. Celebrate Christ this Christmas. Let's pray. Father, as we come before you this morning, I can only imagine, Lord. I can't even get there with that emotion. But God, I do know what you told the shepherds was for me. I do know what you told the shepherds for everyone in this class. Everyone in this auditorium. Everyone in these seats gathered to worship you. You told them peace and goodwill for all men. Father, I pray this morning that there will be peace scattered across and comfort there in Connecticut, Newport, Connecticut. And Father, let there be peace today in the hearts of those who are in here. All over this city, Lord, let there be peace. Let the good news come out. Let the glory of the Lord shine. We know the darkness of the night, but you're brighter than any light. And Jesus, let us be lights in this dark world. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And what do we do? Somebody said, well, where do we go from here? One, you got to believe. Two, you got to go. And then when you experience it for yourself, then you got to tell. That's where we go. So this morning, do you believe the Christ? Do you believe the message of the angels? As He allowed the light come into your heart. Maybe this morning, the light has come into somebody's heart for the first time or during this week. And you just want to let us know that Jesus saved you. Or if you want to be saved, we'll pray with you. The door is open this morning for anyone that wants to step out and make it public. Yeah, take the gutsy side. That's what these two women did when they heard the shots. They took the gutsy side. They stood for life. Jesus gave His life for you. And now, may you give your life for Him. Let's stand together. Sing.